It is the first of two weekends for the annual barrel tasting in Sonoma County. And on the KSRO live line with us is the executive director of the Wine Road, Beth Costa. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Good to be here.
This is a great time to have the annual barrel tasting in the wine country, the two weekends, as any shot in the arm economically that we can get in this, in the new part of 2018 is a very good thing.
Oh, yeah. Wineries are definitely very excited about it. People come from all over the country.
I was just going to ask you how far they come to take advantage of this event.
They come from everywhere. They really do come from all over the country. And when the people that are coming from across the country come with a spreadsheet in hand, they know exactly where they want to go. They've, mapped out their route. They know where they're going to buy wines. They know where they bought futures last year. It's a project.
Yeah, because for most of the people who, who've not been to the barrel tasting events, it really is an investment in the wine future, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if people don't understand what that means, the future is they're going into the cellar, they're tasting wine that is still in the barrel, and it might not be bottled for another 9 months or 12 months. But if you like what you're tasting right now, you can buy it as a future. So you're going to pay for it, but you're not going to get it until it's bottled. And, you have to trust your instincts that you're going to really enjoy this wine.
And your palate,
And your palate. If you're buying it now, most wineries are selling it at 20 to 25% off what they will be releasing it as when it comes out bottled. So you can save. And then also, a lot of these wines are so limited that they're going to sell out as futures.
Yeah, so you'll never be able to get it by the bottle if you don't invest now, right?
Right, absolutely. And people love that. that's cool.
I'm so excited. Can't wait to come. I know that you're going to have all sorts of food out there. There's going to be food tastings and carnival games. And none of that, right?
No.
It's all about the wine, right? Come and doggone it, we're going to do some wine.
I sort of have this vision, Beth, of one of the sommeliers standing at the barrel with a ladle and just filling up glasses straight out of the barrel. It probably doesn't look quite like that.
It's similar to that.
Okay.
it's because it really is. The winemakers are there. The winemakers are usually there thieving. And if they if it's a winery that buys from different growers as well, they often have their grower there at the barrel. So the grower is talking about their particular vineyard. And so they can really tell you, about their vineyard practices and what's, and their, what sets them apart. So it is very, it's very grassroots. It's very, very hands-on. Very, you're talking to the farmers. You're talking to the people who are making the wine. So it's cool. It's a really unique experience. And, I find when I go in and I taste all these wines, so many of them, they really are really very, they're very tannic. They're young.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, what they're going to taste like. But then every once in a while, there's a barrel that you think, oh, my gosh, I would take this today if I could. It is so delicious.
So those are the ones you
can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, the ones that I love right now. So it's fun.
And a lot of people who come to this event, and a lot of people come every year for it, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the folks from out of town that are also going to be spending the night or spending a couple of nights. And so are they getting a view of our wineries, which are almost perfectly intact after the wildfires, mm-hmm. but spending those much-needed dollars in Sonoma County.
This event is a huge economic impact for our area. I know that there are people who think, barrel tasting is just, it's wild and it's too busy and there's too many people, but literally we'll sell millions of dollars worth of wine in two weekends.
Wow.
All of these restaurants gets business, the hotels, the Airbnbs, the vacation rentals, transportation companies. I mean, people are booked months in advance with transportation. And then there's all the little gift shops and the other things that people, spend money on when they're here visiting. So
yeah, very important.
It's a huge impact for our area. Yeah.
Very good. It sounds like it's going to be two great weekends. Now tell us how this works at present in terms of gaining access to the barrel tasting.
So at this point, tickets are available at the door at all of the participating wineries. If you go to wineroad.com and click on barrel tasting, we have so much information there for you. You can get just a list of the participating wineries. You can have a map that you can print out. They will also have printed maps for you when you arrive at check-in. the list, there's a program online that shows you exactly what wines each winery is pouring. So if you're looking to buy particular wines as futures, you can see who's selling the futures and what they'll be pouring. So there's a ton of information on the barrel tasting link at wineroad.com. Tickets at the door are $70 for the weekend, which actually begins today. It's a 3-day event.
Yeah.
It's $50 if you only want to attend on Sunday only. And then we sell designated driver tickets that now are $10 at the door, but the full $10 is actually a donation to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
And one more question for you, Beth. Oh, definitely. We appreciate that part of it. One more question. Mm-hmm. Now, when you order the wines from the barrel tasting, do you pay now or do you pay at pickup?
Yes. No, you pay now. And then they send you a postcard or whatever and let you know when the wines have been released. And so some of them have pickup parties where, it's released, next year. So you can come and you can have a barbecue and pick up the wine, or you can have the wine shipped to you.
All right. Very good. Many opportunities. Wineroad.com is the place to go for all the information about the barrel tasting weekends this weekend and next. Beth, thanks so much for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet.
And
thank
a good couple of weekends to you. That is Beth Costa. She's the executive director of the Wine Road. Yeah, busy weekend for sure.